And this is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Vic Vella. Denver Health has opened the state's first detox facility for adolescents. CPR's John Daly reports.
The facility will help patients 17 and younger with withdrawal in a safe environment. They'll be under the care of skilled medical, psychiatric, and nursing teams, according to the hospital. The program works alongside its existing substance disorder treatment program. Fentanyl-related deaths are still on the rise in the state, and there's high demand for adolescent support. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Upgrades to the Eisenhower Tunnel are underway, and that'll impact traffic through the high country. CPR's Tony Gorman reports.
Crews will replace all cameras, message boards, lane use signs, and fiber in the tunnel. One lane will be open Sunday through Thursday from 10 p.m. to 5 a.m. Both directions of I-70 will be held at the entrance of the tunnel for 20 minutes, while the other direction is escorted through the tunnel safely. Work will begin on the westbound lane. The project is expected to last through the summer of 2024. I'm Tony Gorman, CPR News.
A first-class stamp will cost you 66 cents starting tomorrow. That's a 3-cent jump that's meant to help the Postal Service deal with rising costs. And the Colorado Rockies will try to win their series against the Giants in San Francisco today. The Rockies have lost 5 of their last 6 games and own the worst record in the National League. This is CPR News and KRCC.